You guys really pushed the pace pretty much from the moment you got the football. Based on what you saw, either Sunday night in person or when you watched it on tape, what did you like about the going up tempo?
Well, I mean, anytime you do that, you're hoping that you know you can get yourself into a little bit of a rhythm and just force the defense to play faster, communicate faster, try to get lined up faster, and as a result, sometimes you get some looks that are a little bit more ideal than others. Sometimes you don't. I just think that it's a good thing to have the ability to do. We've done it in multiple games this year where we've changed the tempo, and it's not something that we've just exclusively done at any point in time. So, I think it helped us some the other night, and hopefully, if we use it down the road here, it'll do the same thing.
Hi, Josh. I just wanted to ask you about something that Bill spoke to us about yesterday, which is the Tom on the quarterback sneak. How confident are you that at this point that Tom is going to be able to pick up that yardage when you do call a play like that?
Very confident with him. He's always had a knack for that. He enjoys doing that. And, it's whether it's a challenge to him or not, he really embraces that. And in those critical situations, he's been very productive at doing it.
Just how important are Bill mentioned it's a subtle play. How important is the blocking on the interior of the line there, especially on something like that?
Very important. You don't ever want to send your quarterback in there with those big guys on defense and have people unblocked. So, their ability to get in there and try to create some movement at the line of scrimmage and get the most dangerous people blocked is definitely a critical element to that play.
Josh, twice in the last week, Rob Gronkowski has sort of said that he's tired of getting asked about his health and his role and how much he can play. You're probably tired of asking it or answering it as well, but I'm going to ask it again. He played a ton of snaps on Sunday, especially in the running game. You guys ran the ball really well. Do you think it's a coincidence that your offense played so well by having Rob out there for so many snaps?
I think any player of Rob's ability helps, our offense in any way, whether that's passing the ball, running the ball, whether protecting, doing some different things like that. He obviously makes an impact when he's in the game. But I think we had a number of other players that played well in the game and did a lot of good things. Rob wasn't out there entirely either. So, we did some good things with and without him. Certainly he obviously makes a difference when he is on the field. And it was exciting for us to be able to go out there and play well as a group.
Pretty good. Kind of a two-parter. One, while it's the players are the ones front and center when an offense or a defense is struggling, the coordinator's obviously feeling it too. How much of a relief was that performance for the coordinator? And the other part of it is the incredible balance you guys had in that game. Can you kind of address that a little bit?
I don't really get caught up in, a real final evaluation of our team at the end of each week, and really get caught up on each week. I'm more focused on, trying to make progress, and I thought we showed some improvement the other night. And had made some strides from previous games, and that's really what my focus has been on. In my position, I think our staff's focus has been the same, just trying to really do a good job with our players and try to help, you know, our offense improve in a number of ways, which is always the case at this time of the year. And so thought it was, you know, good for our guys and our team that we could help, you know, be productive the other night. And we're going to go back and do the same thing we did last week, which is, you know, go back to our process of trying to fix some things that we didn't do as well as we wanted to, and hopefully be better for it at the end of this week and going into this next game. As far as the balance is concerned, we always would try to be balanced in the games. Balance is important, obviously, to maintain as you're playing in this league. You never see many teams have tremendous success where they become one-dimensional, and you know it would be our goal each week to try to maintain that as best we could, you know, unless the defense obviously did something that, you know, made that almost impossible. So, you know, I thought we had some production in the running game, definitely had some production in the passing game as well, so that was good to see that we could move the ball in both areas.
The production that you got from Tim Wright and Rob Gronkowski on the field together, what are the most important factors in, one, being able to deploy those guys as pass catchers, and two, just the success they had on Sunday night?
Well, I think, you know, they obviously made some good plays. Tom made some good throws. Our line gave him time to get the ball down the field in some of those situations. I think when they're out there together, we got to be able to do multiple things. I certainly can't, you know, put them on the field and just do one thing with them, or else that becomes something that the defense can focus on too much and try to take away. So, our ability to be able to run the ball with them, which I know we did that too. I think Ridley's big run there in the third quarter came with both of them on the field together. So, it's like every other personnel grouping that you put out there. If you can go out there and do different things to be productive and not tell the defense exactly what you're going to do on every play, you got a chance to stay in that and do some good things. So I thought they both showed up, obviously, and made some plays for us, but they also did some things in a running game and in other areas that that helped our team as well.
Thanks, Stacey. Hey, Josh. So, Josh, your first year with the Patriots, I believe, was Tom Brady's first year as a starter. How has your relationship with him evolved over the years?
Well, we've experienced a lot of different things together. I started on defense and didn't have certainly the same type of relationship with him when I was on the other side of the ball, but when I came over the offense, started working with him in 04, you know, it was obviously I spend more time with him than I do anybody, honestly, for these 6 or 7 months. So it's hard not to become very close to those kind of people that you work with and interact with on a daily basis. We've both become parents and, you know, husbands and all the rest of it, you know, as we've grown up. And, I think just things naturally, you get closer as you go and you experience more and know more about the other person's, the things that they do and like and a lot of things that don't even involve football as well. So, I've been fortunate to have this experience in my life, and it's certainly something that I look forward to each day.
And I just wanted to get your comment on that ESPN report over the weekend about, you know, Tom being upset with coaches. I mean, I don't even know if you guys pay attention to those things.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily aware of exactly what you're referring to. I mean, whatever reports are, I mean, I they are what they are. I don't know. You have to ask the people that reported that. I know that it's exciting for us to come to work together and look forward to working together each week with the staff and the players and trying to put together the best plan that we can, and I think we have a lot of fun doing that.
Josh, just wanted to ask you quickly about the team's downfield blocking the other night's rush for as many yards as you guys did. It seemed like there were a handful of occasions where you had some pretty good downfield blocks, and a play that stands out in particular was Vereen's long run. There was a third and long situation in the third quarter there where I think the score was 20-10, so it's still pretty close. It looked like you got some good downfield blocks. What allowed you guys to execute in those kinds of situations the other night?
We always stress that our receivers play a big role in our run game. I mean, certainly you have to get the back through the line of scrimmage to get the game, to get the run started. But anytime you're gonna make a short run into a big one, you're gonna need a contribution from those players that are extended from the formation, whether that be tight ends or receivers. And I think the other night we got quite a few blocks, and they finished some blocks in the secondary that allowed us to make more yards than maybe what we would have otherwise. So our guys always do a great job. Coach O'Shea does a tremendous job of coaching those guys and really demanding that part of our game each week be something that turns, you know, short gains into big ones. So there's no secret about it. It's just effort and determination and knowing who you're supposed to go in and get, and then doing a great job of carrying out your assignment on each play.